in stopping the construction of the naval base. On the other hand, on the island of Okinawa, where for the past 20 years citizens have challenged U.S. and Japanese government use of the island for 75% of America's Japanese military presence, their long protest has finally resulted in the process of removing 10,000 U.S. military personnel from the island. Citizens around the world are looking for ways to challenge harmful government policies and to address many other forms of injustice. The Nonviolence Handbook points us toward those ways. Anyone who can give us some pointers on practicing nonviolence more safely and effectively is doing humankind a service. But Professor Nagler is not just anyone in this field. His unusual expertise enables him to clearly explain the compelling, inspiring theory of nonviolence, its higher vision of humanity, and selected key episodes from its dramatic history. In the end, we have, exactly as the subtitle suggests, a guide to the kind of action that the world so urgently needs. I know courage when I see it, and I have seen more courage in the brave, determined citizens cited in Professor Nagler's examples, as well as those I myself have witnessed, than in the heavily